రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 14 ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. టు షో మెర్సీ టు హిస్ డివోటీస్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ 9 ట్రాక్స్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాండ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్ నోన్ యాజ్ నారాయణ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ హిస్ క్వాడ్రూపుల్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ వాసుదేవ్ సంకర్షణ్ ప్రద్యుమ్న అండ్ అనిరుద్ధ. ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ రిమైన్స్ నియర్ హిస్ డివోటీస్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ దర్ సర్వీస్. టు షో మెర్సీ టు హిస్ డివోటీస్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ 9 ట్రాక్స్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాండ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ నోన్ యాజ్ నారాయణ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ హిస్ క్వాడ్రూపుల్ ప్రిన్సిపుల్స్ వాసుదేవ్ సంకర్షణ్ ప్రద్యుమ్న అండ్ అనిరుద్ధ. ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ రిమైన్స్ నియర్ హిస్ డివోటీస్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ దేర్ సర్వీస్. పర్పర్ కనెక్షన్ విశ్వనాథ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్స్ అస్ దట్ ది డెమిగాడ్స్ వర్షిప్ ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ వేరియస్ డీటీ ఫార్మ్స్ బికాజ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ఇన్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ కెనాట్ బి డైరెక్ట్లీ వర్షిప్డ్ ఇన్ పర్సన్. ఇన్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ది లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ వర్షిప్డ్ at the Archa Vigraha or deity in the temple. There is no difference between Archa Vigraha and the original person, and therefore those who are engaged in worshipping the deity in the temple in full opulence even on this planet should be understood to be directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of God without a doubt. As enjoined in the Shastras, Archaya Vishnu Siladhir Gurush Naramati, no one should treat the deity in the temple as stone or metal, nor should one think that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being. One should strictly follow Shastric injunction and worship the deity, the Supreme Personality of God, without offenses. The spiritual master is the direct representative of the Lord, and no one should consider him an ordinary human being. By avoiding offenses against the deity and the spiritual master, one can advance in spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. In this regard, the following quotation is there in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Madmetu paramavyoma purvadye dikye chatushtaye వాసుదేవాదయో వ్యూహస్ చత్వార కథితాక్రమాత్ తథాపాద విభూతౌచ నివసంతి క్రమాదిమే జలావృతిస్థ వైకుంఠ స్థిత వేదవతి పురే సత్యోర్ధ్వే వైష్ణవేలోకే నిత్యాఖే ద్వారకాపురే శుద్ధోదాద్ ఉత్తరేశ్వత దీపే చేర్వావతి పురే ஸ்ரீராமது ஸ்துதாந்த குரோத பரியாங்க தாமானி பத்வாத்திய கொச்சு தந்திர நவவிவா பிரகீர்த்திதா சத்வாரோ வாசுதேவாத்ய நாராயண நிசிம்மகோ ஹயக்ரீவோ மகாபிரதோ பிரம்மாச்சேத்தி நவோதிதா தத்ர பிரம்மாத்து விஜய பூர்வோக்த விதாய ஹரே. இந்த பத்மபுராண் இட் இஸ் சேட் that in the spiritual world the Lord personally expands in all directions and is worshipped as Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The same God is represented by the deity in the material world, which is only one quarter of his creation. Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha are also present in the four directions of the material world. There is a Vaikuntha Loka covered with water in this material world, and on that planet is a place called Vedavati where Vasudeva is located. Another planet known as Vishnu Loka is situated above Satya Loka, and there Sankarsan is present. Similarly, in Dwarka Pot, Pradyumna is the predominator. On the island known as Swatadip, there is an ocean of milk, and in the midst of that ocean is a place called Airavatipura. Aniruddha lies on Ananta. In some of the Sanskrita Tantras, there is a description of the nine varshas and the predominating deity worshipped in each. வாசுதேவ சங்கர்ஷன பிரத்யும்ன அனிருத்த நாராயண நிசிம்ம ஹயக்ரீவ மகாவரத பிரம்ம. God Brahma mentioned in this connection is the same personality of Godhead. When there is no fit human being to empower as Lord Brahma, the Lord himself takes the position of Lord Brahma. தத்ர பிரம்மா து விஜய பூர்வோக்த ஹரே. தி பிரம்ம மென்ஷன் ஹியர் இஸ் ஹரி ஹிம்செல்ஃப். ஓம் அஜ்ஞான திமிராந்தஸ்ய ஜானாஞ்சன கலாபேன மனோவிஷ்டம் சாத்விகமியான கீதலே சந்தேக கதா நிகழ்ந்ததாச்சு. ஹே ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. லார்ட் இஸ் எவ்ரிவேர், நத்திங் பட் லார்ட். அவர் ஃபிலாசபி இஸ் கால்ட் அச்சிந்திய பேதா பேதா, சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி one and different. Everything has come out from Krishna. Everything is spiritual. Everything has come out from Krishna. So everything is Krishna. Krishna is everything. At the same time, we have business to do here. For a pure devotee, for him there is nothing like material energy or spiritual energy. Prabhupada gives the exam for an electrician, for an electrical engineer. For him it is a principle. It is not whether it is a heater or a cooler. because that by this arrangement the electricity can be made into a heater, and by this arrangement if the electricity is not there, neither the refrigerator will give you any cool, nor the heater can give you any heat. That means both heat and cold are coming from the refrigerator, from the electricity. So similarly, for the Lord, when we talk about the three principal energies of the Lord, Bahiranga Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Tatastha Shakti, which are otherwise called as material energy, spiritual energy, and a combination of both, which is called Tatastha. Like all living entities, they come under the Tatastha category. You cannot find a pure spiritual being in this material world because everybody is embodied in the material body, material covering. In the spiritual world, matter and spirit, everything is spirit. The water is spirit. The land is spirit. What is the manifestation of spiritual energy, consciousness? That means in the spiritual world, if Krishna calls the Yamuna river to come close, in the material world, water is one of the five material elements. But in the spiritual world, the water is not material, the water is also spiritual. Like all the plants there, all the animals there, and even inanimate things like stone, mud, earth. Let's say the name Chintamani is used. Chintamani, touchstone. In the spiritual world, just like I tell you now, bring me upma, and then bring me some glass of buttermilk. Do I keep telling you, you supply me? But your vending machine cannot. In the vending machine, you have to adjust your mind according to the vending machine. If the vending machine has apple juice and tea and coffee in escape, you have to decide. You cannot go to a vending machine which is catering coffee, tea and apple juice. You cannot go and ask, I want a samosa. They say, you are a fool. How can a vending machine which can only give you three things can give you samosa? Not probably. But in the spiritual world, they are not material. That means they understand. Like here, you cannot expect that the plants and animals, they can have feelings for you. They're very underdeveloped consciousness. Even children cannot catch up with your feelings. You have to maintain rapport with the kids, because their consciousness is not developing. So grown-up people, then you can try to know each other's emotional status, each other's expectations. You are grown-up, mature. But children cannot. Not to speak of sub-human species. So they cannot. But in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. When Krishna walks on the land, so Krishna is walking this way to the door. And they are all thinking, why am I not getting the opportunity to have Krishna's lotus feet or the dust of his feet on my head? How fortunate my neighbor dust. It thinks like that. When Krishna is going in the Vrindavan forest, just the breeze that is passing through Krishna, because there is such absorption in Krishna. What is this Vaikuntha about? Vaikuntha means everything is centered around Krishna. That is Vaikuntha or Goloka. That means if you can divert everything, all your interests and activities to Krishna, you don't see this world different from Vaikuntha. Because it's already the kingdom of God. This material world, we say that is Vaikuntha and this is the prison. It's like a cloud in the sky, the vast sky. We find few clouds here and there. So this material creation of God, it represents the cloud in the vast expanse of the sky. That means the rebellious living entities, they are all put in this material world. So there is nothing like, for a pure devotee, there is nothing like names and forms. You will only see two things. Everything has a connection with Krishna, everything. And everything is meant for serving the Krishna. That is a pure devotee. Pure devotee, this is for Krishna, this is for me. No, he doesn't think like that. No? Everything for Krishna. And he is so self-controlled. He has no separate interest from God. So this philosophy is called Achintya Bheda Bheda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came into this world, he wanted to establish. Because our acharyas, they established different concepts which are correct and at the same time not complete. Whatever they have said is correct and not complete. So nothing wrong, but not complete. So Ramanujacharya, he proposed Vishishta Advaita, and Madhvacharya, he proposed Suddha Advaita Advaita, and Vishnu Swami, Suddha Advaita, the four Vaishnava philosophies. Pure monism, pure dualism, and qualified dualism, like that, no? This is Advaita. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on here to give the complete picture how to live in this world in harmony with God. So the previous acharyas, like, they are telling you different standards. He told about 10th standard, he told about 12th standard, not different. It's the same study, continued further. When you are doing 10th class to 12th, once you come to the 12th, 10th class of you don't become false, don't become wrong. But some knowledge, and there is more knowledge here. So the acharyas, they have prepared the grounds for the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he completed the whole thing. That is called Achintya Veda, Veda philosophy. Whenever sadhus they meet, what is your philosophy? I'm a monist, I'm a pluralist, Vedavadi, Advaitavadi. So we are Achintya Veda Vedavadi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by simple examples, he made it clear what is this Achintya Veda Veda. One time, Sachi Mata, she gave nice sweetmeats, sandesh, peda, barfi, and like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to a place of dirt, and he started eating dirt. Ordinary children, because they have no discrimination, and they just want to put everything in mouth. So, like a child, he was trying to do that, but through that pastime, he was trying to instruct a great lesson to all the Mayavadis of the world. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mother gave nice sweetmeats, and then he just left them there and was crawling, and he was about 3-4 years old, and he was eating that very nicely. And the mother said, no, you get worms in your stomach, how can you eat that? No. How can you be doing things like this? You are not very innocent child anymore. So you need to speak and things while you are eating that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the role of a Mayavadi, made a big surprise to her mother, how you can talk philosophical arguments. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything has come from earth. Yes, everything has come from the earth. Whether it is wheat, or rice, or dal, everything has come from the earth. It is a transformation of earth. Is that right? Everything is a transformation of earth. Said, everything is one. Like sarvam kalva idam brahma. That is one of the mahavakyas of Adi Shankaracharya. You are seeing Indian, American, animal, bird, and like that. But that is all vidya. Brahma satya, jagan vidya. Brahma says, so sarvam kalva idam brahma, everything is Brahman. So you are having difficulties in this world, you are taking birth in this world, and you are puzzled because you are not living in truth. That's what Adi Shankaracharya said. You are not living in truth. If you are living an untruthful life, naturally that you will have a lot of discrepancy, and you are uncomfortable in the world. So what is that? Brahma Satya Jagat Vidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing, just to educate her mother, through educating her mother, educating all of us about the right philosophy of life. So he said, what is the difference? Everything is transformation of mud. So I am eating mud. So Mother Sachi, being the wife of a great Brahmin, immediately said, that may be true, but when things are transformed, you use them for different purposes. Like, you cannot hold water on mud. But the same mud, when it is made into a pot, then it will hold water. So similarly, anything like brick, you cannot just kick up dust and build a building, bungalow. You cannot. But the same mud, you make it into bricks. And then structure. So similarly, like the unfinished wood, you cannot bring a log, but you make it into a door, and that will serve the purpose. And you make it into a window, then that will not serve the purpose of the door. You make a chair, you cannot say, because this is wood, that is wood, so I will put this at the entrance of my building, so it will serve as a door. That is a chair. So when things are given a different shape, and it serves a different purpose. So Sachi Mata told, my dear Nimai, you are son of a Brahmin, how can you be talking naive like this? It is true, everything is mud, everything is dirt, earth. But when the earth has transformations, he will be using it for different purposes. So similarly, if you eat in the form of mud, it will make you ill, unhealthy. But if you eat it in the form of peda and barfi, then sandesh, then that will make you very robust and strong. So similarly, the monism or Mayavada philosophy is foolish to say that everything is one. Because everything is one, you cannot eat stool, you have to eat nice food. Actually, it is same thing. And the hawks, they eat. So this is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made our mother speak actually Achintya Bheda Bheda, one and different. So the point is, this world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has three energies, and for a pure devotee, he doesn't have a separate vision, and he simply is not a monist, is not a Mayavadi. He will illuminate, but he will use it for the right purpose. A devotee, whether you have cooked the food or not, still it is material element. When you cook it, you can eat it. And it is not cooked, it is not fit for consumption. So devotees, they rightly understand how everything has to be utilized properly in the service of Krishna. So here it is told there is a purpose for Lord creating this world. Why did Lord create this world? There is so much variety, so many things. So you can give so many answers to that. Lord created so many things because he is so expert. Our Lord is so brilliant. So he can create so many things, like you say, any artist. Same brush, same paint. But because he is an artist, he can make many, many drawings. That shows the brilliance of the artist. And then Lord created all these things because it enhances. Variety is the spice of life. Sometimes you want to be with the cows, sometimes you want to be with the peacock, sometimes you want to chase a tiger. So God created all these things so it can enhance your pleasure. He's a brilliant person, and he has created these things to enhance his enjoyment. And another explanation is that living entities have many, many desires. Prabhupada will ask this question. why there are so many living entities, so many species of life. They are there. Because there is God. There is God. That means the living entities, they have different desires. Why did I get a male body? Why did I get birth in India? Why did I have this kind of intelligence? Because that is what you desire for. That is what you deserve. So you are given that by your activities and interests. You will let know. So I am going daily to the temple. I am going daily to the temple. That means you are only seeing me, but you don't know what is in my mind. But reasonably, if somebody is going daily to the temple, whether it is summer or winter or rainy season, whether he is well or unwell, he is going to the temple, then it will give you an idea that this man is a staunch believer in God. That's why he is going to the temple daily. So that will be a thing. So similarly, if you have the body, such and such a body and such and such a behavior, then we wanted this. So why there are 84 lakhs of species, where people have different desires, and accordingly, this is more understandable in human society. There is a point to say tiger, elephant, giraffe, and dog, and like that. But human beings are human beings. But still, human beings, they are all different in their appearance. They are all different in their interests. And that means God has very appropriately created a body very suitable to us. He is the supreme engineer, and he is satisfying the desires of living entities from time immemorial. The Lord's business, like parents' business, what is the business of parents? They are just there to satisfy the needs, demands, and interests of their children. Parents are there just to see that their children are happy, giving them the right things, giving them the things they want, and so on. So Krishna, another level, the explanation is, God is trying to fulfill our desires from time immemorial. But what He wants us, what He wants us to do, or what He expects from us, that is there in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita shows what does God expect from us. God is not basically changing your nature. Now, we are using our nature for sense gratification, and Krishna is saying, the same nature you do it for me, in relation to me. Prapanchakataya buddhaya harisambandhivasana mumukshibhi parityago falgu vairagya kattate anasaktan vishyan yataram upayanjate nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya vichate. Now, how a person should live in this world, Rupa Goswami, the same philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy, how to practically apply it. Prapanchakataya buddhaya, suppose a bottle is there, you can bring alcohol in that, or you can bring milk in that. So you cannot say bottle is useless. If you bring alcohol, that is useless. You are useless, and the bottle of alcohol is also useless. But if you bring in the bottle milk, then you are into, you know how to maintain your health nicely, and you are using the bottle for a good purpose. So prapanchakataya buddhaya, like woman is maya, that means what, you have to hate woman, or you have to avoid woman. People say you are born from a woman, How can you cut off your relationship with a woman? How is it possible? How can you not worship your mother? So, you cannot get away from relationship with woman whatsoever. Because our very existence is connected. Because the mother gives us birth. So, on one hand we are saying woman is Maya. On the other hand we are saying you cannot sever your relationship with woman. Then what to do? Be Krishna conscious. If you become Krishna conscious, it's not that you are hating a woman or avoiding a woman or you are in Maya, getting trapped by a woman. But you know, by engaging the woman in Krishna's service, that means you are helping her and you are not falling into Maya and you are giving pleasure to Krishna. Because if God has created woman, she has a purpose. She is also meant to serve Krishna. So this, when you see things unconnected with Krishna, you are scared. Suppose you have too much money, and if you enjoy it, you become sick. And if you try to hide it, you are a thief. And if you don't use it, you are a fool. If you have money and don't use it, all your life, you open your Almira, wow, 10 crores, close it, there is food. The money is meant for spending. So if you use it, you are ruining yourself. And if you hide it, you are a thief. If you don't spend it, then you are a foolish man. There will be no silver in there only. So when things are separated from Krishna, that is called Maya. So Maya is not something, this is Maya, this is not Maya. It's not like that. This is Maya when it is separated from Krishna. The same thing when it is used in Krishna's service, that is not Maya. So that's what he is saying. Prapanchikataya buddhaya harisambandhi vasuna. When you see that everything is created, and it has connection with Krishna, and use it back in Krishna's service, then Maya is finished. No Maya there. And if you don't know Krishna, if you don't know how to connect everything to Krishna, then you are struggling with your senses, and you are troubling yourself, and you are troubling others also, because you are exploiting others. Then he is saying, anasakta vishyan yatharham upayanjate. It's not that when a man has a lot of money and he has many cars and he has many so you don't think that he is in Maya, not necessarily. Anasakta Vishya, because Krishna has put him in that position. Suppose you are a minister, and when you become a Krishna devotee, is it that you should resign your minister post and come home, sit down and just practice bhakti? Not much. There are many great kings who are in such positions, kingly position, but they are very great devotees. Very great devotees. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, all opulence is at their disposal, and they are doing so many royal administrative activities. They are perfectly situated because they are doing it everything to give pleasure to Krishna. So giving a position doesn't mean that you are a very renouncing man. Let's say he is using a Falgu Vairagya. There is a word, Rupa Goswami, Falgu Vairagya. In Haryana there is a river called Falgu River near Pehowa. Falgu, it is still there. Falgu Tirtha, they call it. But there is no water there. But simply, just like Saraswati. Kurukshetra is associated with Saraswati River. Like Varanasi is associated with Ganges River, Vrindavan is associated with Yamuna River. Like that, this Kurukshetra is associated with Saraswati River. Naturally, people want to Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, people want to take bath, offer their pranams, and they will show you some open field. This is Saraswati. How this is sir? Because Saraswati is not flowing over the land. Saraswati is flowing under the land. No. I was reading that article. The flow of Saraswati River is different from all other rivers flow. When all other rivers they flow, they throw the dust, they throw the earth like that and they go. When Saraswati goes, it takes the dust and it goes in. So that's why the Saraswati, that's Krishna's creation. All water, that Krishna can do. When Saraswati is going, it is pulling the mud into it. Whereas other rivers flowing, it is throwing the mud out and then making a way. So Saraswati currents are always under the ground. Only in Trivani Sangam you find Saraswati a little outside. All the rest of the course of Saraswati is under the ground. That doesn't mean that the Saraswati is not there. Saraswati is there. Same as this Falgu River, just it's only a sand. But if you dig it, water will come. You dig it. So similarly, Falgu Vairagya. Falgu Vairagya means externally you are renounced. I left my property, I left my wife and children. That means here my business is not done. I left my property. Then you are not understood. That is Krishna's property and you have left property and you are saying, I left my property. That means you may have left the property, but mentally still that my business is there. That means you are not a renounced man. My property. So once you bring Krishna into the picture, this is Krishna's property. That is real renunciation. Just giving up things is called Falgu Vairagya. So he is saying, Anasakta Vishyan. Don't think because some women are around you, maybe you are nonsense, you are Maya, because you have a lot of wealth, maybe you are a bogey. No, you watch his life. You cannot say just because I am surrounded by women or wealth. Generally, who is surrounded by women and wealth? People who want to enjoy sense gratification. But a Krishna devotee is also surrounded by women and wealth. But because he is Krishna conscious, he knows how to engage everything in Krishna's service. So Rupa Goswami is giving this brilliant explanation. Don't run away from anything, but you correct your head. When you can rectify your head, how everything has its connection with Krishna and how everything has to be utilized in the service of Krishna, then there is no Maya for you. Simply, whenever you are seeing anything, how can you use this in Krishna's service? So, you don't know Krishna, when you don't use things in Krishna's service, naturally, you I and mine business will come. I want to enjoy, but this is mine. This thing will come in. Here, in today's sloka, we are seeing Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Narayan. He expands. In this way, he remains near to his devotees. So, God has created so many gams. Ayodhya Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Badrinath Dham, and God has come in many incarnations. Ramadimurtishu kala niyamena teshtam nana avatara makaro bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna svayam sambhavat param bhumanyo. Krishna is the param purusha, but he has come in Rama, Narasimha, Vamana, many, just to make himself available. Because everybody's nature is different. You are attracted to Ram, you are attracted to Krishna, Prahlada is attracted to Narasimha. There are many people who are attracted to Narayana form. People are different. So Krishna is making himself available. Alright, if you are mentality, nature is like that, and you can worship me in this form. If you are a servant, if you are the rasa of servant, you are the rasa of vasalya, you are the rasa of sakya. Krishna is willing to take the form of a child. Suppose you like to consider God as your child. If Krishna is in Kishore Avastha, you cannot have a relation like that. If you want to have Vatsala Ras, Krishna is a very child, innocent child. So if you can, Krishna is dependent on me. If you don't feed Krishna, Krishna will go hungry and I should train Krishna. That is a relation with God. So Krishna becomes a small child. So Krishna appears in many forms, in many stages of a person, just to satisfy his devotees. Similarly, Krishna has created many dhams. Krishna is sending many, many gurus. All gurus have to tell the same thing. You are not the body, you are the Atma. And Krishna is the Supreme Person of the Godhead. Then why do you need so many gurus? Because there are so many people whose nature is different. And there are so many people, not one person can do the job. So, for so many people you need so many gurus. And for so many people with so many different natures, you need also the gurus with different styles. And then when you meet that, frequency matches. That's why gurus don't try to grab disciples. Because they want to see that where does this disciple belong to. Let him go there so that he can give his full energy and he can have full bliss of serving the Krishna by chanting and working for God. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki.